as we approach the centenary of the armistice of World War I on Remembrance Day, November 11th, we wish to honour the brave district men and women who made great sacrifices over 4 years. We do this by telling the stories of a few, but stories that are typical of so many. Private Lister Bruton's War. Lister Bruton was nearly 23 years of age when he enlisted on the 17th of August 1914, registered as being born in Druin in September 1891. His family lived in Longwarry, and his father was a blacksmith, but sadly died in 1911, leaving his mother Emma as his next of kin on his enlistment records. At the time of his enlistment, Lister was working as a labourer and living in Richmond. He was described as being 5'7" tall, approximately 170 centimetres, and weighed 10 stone, about 63 kilograms, of medium complexion, with brown hair and brown eyes. Lister was immediately sent to a training camp and assigned to the 6th Battalion, which was raised just 2 months after the war began, and it was soon on the seas, proceeding to Alexandria after a stop off in Albany, Western Australia, to pick up more troops. They arrived in Egypt on December the 2nd, 1914, where they continued to train and no doubt take in some of the sights. Along with his battalion, Lister was in the second wave of troops who landed on the beaches of Gallipoli on the first fateful day of April 25th. 10 days after the landing, they were transferred from Anzac Cove to Cape Helles to help in the attack on the village of Krithia. Whilst this attack did take some ground off the Turks, it was at the cost of nearly one-third of the men. It was either in this battle or back at Anzac Cove where Private Bruton received a gunshot wound to the leg on May 8th. He was evacuated to a hospital ship before being admitted to a hospital on the island of Malta. After recuperating, which doesn't appear to have been very long, Lister was back at Gallipoli on July 10th, and then on August 14th of that year, he was transferred to the 6th Battalion's 2nd Field Company of Engineers as a sapper, which involved him in all types of construction work on defences, digging tunnels, or blowing things up. Lister had another 3 trips to hospital ships whilst on the Gallipoli Peninsula because of dysentery, due to the terrible conditions, food, and hygiene that all the troops faced. The battalion served at Anzac Cove until the evacuation in December 1915. After being evacuated from Gallipoli, the battalion was sent back to Egypt for defensive duties to rest and await reinforcements from Australia to fill the enormous losses suffered at Gallipoli. However, it was only a few months before Private Bruton was on the move again, as in March 1916, he sailed with his battalion to France and the Western Front. Their first major action in France was at Pozieres in the Somme Valley in July 1916. The Battle of the Somme was a brutal affair that lasted for 140 days on a fighting front just 24 kilometres long. In those 140 days, 400,000 British and Australian troops were killed or injured, along with 200,000 French and 500,000 German troops, nearly 1.2 million in total. In November of 1916, Private Bruton's efforts and leadership were recognised as he was made a Lance Corporal, putting him in charge of a small section of 4 to 6 men. After Pozieres, the battalion fought near Ypres in Flanders, returning to the Somme for winter, and it was here, near Comblay, in the Somme Valley on January the 27th, 1917, that Lance Corporal Lister Bruton was killed in action. This would be a terrible and unimaginable telegram for his mother to receive back in Longwarry, even more so when we also know that by this time she had 2 other sons fighting on the Western Front in France, Roland, who was with the 22nd Battalion, and Alan, who from records it seems was in the same 2nd Field Company of Engineers with Lister at the time of his death. Lance Corporal Lister Bruton is buried at the Caterpillar Valley War Cemetery, Plot 13, Row A, Grave Number 36, at Longueval, which is about 156 kilometres north of Paris. This recording was researched by the Longwarrian District History Group, spoken by Russell Ford, and produced in the studios of 3BBR Community Radio in conjunction with the Longwarrie sub-branch of the RSL.